97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
In the cool of the evening, when everything is getting kind of groovy.
Finally, we're getting a little taste of that fall weather. I mean, hopefully the heat is gone and we're going to get some moderate temperatures for a while and some beautiful weather now that all the rain from last week has moved out. So a good excuse to get outdoors, Bo Matthews.
It is, Mark Cox. It certainly is. And you said the heat is on. That would be another great song that Carl Middleman could play.
I'll get it on.
But yeah.
On the street.
You know, people get so excited about this time of the year because, you know, the farms open up and welcome guests, which they do most of the year anyway. But for the fall festivals, that's awesome. Like the DNC Fall Festival going on here in St. Louis, as I've heard its name. But we have on the Missouri Brush Control guest line, farmer Phil LaCrone from Stuckmeyer's Farm. Welcome back to the show, sir. How are you?
How are you guys? Doing well.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Yeah. Fourth generation family owned vegetable farm right there just south of St. Louis between Fenton and Arnold. I'm sure photo ops are all over the place and it's going to be a lot of fun. And they've got some information about people that, you know, maybe can't get out on the weekend. So we want to talk about all that Stuckmeyer's offers. So bring it on, Phil.
Well, let's see. During the week, we do a lot of school tours. So we have a lot of preschool schools that come out. We offer one of the better hay rides in St. Louis. I'd say one of the best. It goes along. It's about a 20-minute ride. Goes along a spring-fed creek with along a bluff where trees are starting to change now a little bit. With it being dry, we'll see how it's going to turn out, but they are starting to turn. We have our U-Pick pumpkin patch. The Fort Spooky, which is a playground for the kids to play in. It's got a mini corn maze in there. On the weekends, we have a full-size corn maze going. We offer pony rides, barrel rides, inflatables. We also, as you said, we have our market open. We have really nice mums that we grow. We make kettle corn on the weekends, and we're set up for fun family time. So the whole family can come out, enjoy this weather, and see what we do on our farm here.
I'll bet. Now, Phil, I remember when I was growing up, we used to go to this is in Ohio, but years ago. But we used to go to a farm that was not too far away, and where you could get pumpkins and all that. And they had a pumpkin cannon that you could fire. Have you ever considered adding one of those to the festivities?
No, we haven't. We're limited on space, even for parking. So I guess we could start shooting cars. But
there you go. Yeah.
So, but no, we're always looking for ideas, but not that one.
I automatically gravitate back to firearms. So sorry about that. I apologize for that.
Well, it is Second Amendment.
Well, so, I do a lot of hunting, but I don't hunt with the pumpkins.
I just wondered because I know that you got so much going on out there. Tell us about what's there for the kids. What is Fort Spooky?
Fort Spooky is our playground area. We have two very large commercial rainbow play systems in there that's got slides and tunnels. We make a small corn maze that the smaller kids can go through. For the full families, they can go out in our big corn maze. But the Fort Spooky, it's got tunnels in there, slides, all kinds of fun stuff for the kids to do. There's actually a seating area for the parents to sit and watch. And if the sun comes out, gets sit in the shade there.
That's awesome. Phil LaCrone is our guest. And he is from Stuckmeyer's Farm. If you've never been, it's a great destination for your family. And again, for little ones and photo ops, definitely a place you want to go to. You know what? I want to talk pumpkins with you, sir, because I've been seeing pumpkins that are way different colors than I ever remember. Of course, we remember the orange ones and the whiter ones, or off-white, I guess it would be. And I just saw a couple of things, and it could be Photoshop on Facebook or Instagram, but I'm seeing blue ones and pink ones and yellow ones. Are they growing those like now, that now or no?
Yes, they are. And it's funny you mentioned that. We have a lot of those. Some are called Cinderella pumpkins. Some are actually called blues. There's Hubbard's. There's all different colors of those, and they are make great decorations for your porches, and they go great with the pumpkins. We have a huge selection of those right now.
Wow. That'd be pretty. I honestly don't know that if I've ever come across one. I mean, maybe I've been going to more run of the mill pumpkin places because I mean, honestly, I've not seen a blue pumpkin.
Variety. Oh, it's yeah, cool. You
have to be. They're tough to grow, and you got to get them when they ripen. But if you pick them too early, then they want to get soft and rot on you. So
I see.
But there's all different varieties, and every year they come out with more different kinds. We try a little bit each year, and we picked a bunch yesterday with them.
So I have to ask: if you cook with them, is the food blue?
Not on the inside.
Okay, I just wondered because I had to ask because, you know, I mean, a pumpkin is orange on the outside. If you make a pumpkin pie, it's orange. I didn't know if maybe a blue pumpkin would make a blue pie.
No. You okay. Put a little food coloring, though.
Yeah, a little food coloring would do the trick for you. That's good.
You know, Phil, I grew up in Minnesota in my younger years, and we would go down to Iowa because they grow pumpkins, I guess, there too. And there's always that one farmer that grows that, you know, 700-pound blah, blah, blah. Have you guys ever gotten into that business of growing one of those gigantic pumpkins?
We grow big ones, but not the gigantic. The guys that grow the gigantic ones, they're almost tended to 24 hours a day. They start off finding the best seed. They'll pay a lot of money from one of those. They put them, when they plant them, they find the best bloom and the best pumpkin that started, and then they remove the rest of the bloom, so they're only feeding that one pumpkin.
Oh, wow.
Eventually,
oh, wow.
They put it underneath a little, like some people I've seen have put them under like a little trampoline so they don't rot, and then they cover them. If the sun's too hot, they'll cover them up and all that. They do much better larger up north because they have longer sunlight in the summers.
Ah, yeah, so, that makes sense. And what's the biggest one you can get at Stuckmeyer's?
Oh, we got 60-pounders, 60, 65-pounders.
That's pretty good.
So, yeah, that's a little bit to pick up. once in a while, we'll get them up to 80, 90 pounds. So, but it's a unique thing, so.
Well, yeah, I hope people are listening and thinking of, if you're thinking about going to a farm, check out Stuckmeyer's. You guys have been around for a long time. And here's the thing. For people that haven't been down there, it's not just on the weekends. You mentioned earlier that you entertain some school groups in that through the week. But families can come out as well, right?
Oh, definitely. The crowds are less. We have the playground area to go. We offer that hayride all day long. And we have our vegetable market open, Mums, the pumpkin patch. We actually built a Stuckmeyer's storefront by the pumpkin patch for, as you mentioned, photo ops. We have sunflowers growing and lots of farm scenery that people can come out and enjoy. Fresh air.
Well, I'll tell you, just a quick search on Amazon, and you can find some pretty cool pumpkin carving tools and kits and machines, you know, battery-operated, Bluetooth. I don't know what they offer, but, you know, Amazon Days is coming up. You know, unrelated to Stuckmeyer's, but kind of related, you guys have often used the parking right there across from the Pink Elephant before. Now there's a building going in. I guess it's a new gas station. Is that going to, you know, hinder your parking efforts? And is that the Pink Elephant rebuilding, or is that another gas station?
That is another gas station. So
wow,
that it's not going to hinder our parking too much. We have made more parking back on our farm, and what was nice about that is we could park up there, shut off the back and get cars, but now we have figured out in the back we'll have more additional parking, so we should be in good shape. So
that's great.
But yeah,
well, I just mentioned, because I've got a neighbor who really does it up for Halloween every year, you've got the corn stalks available for people if they want to come show up down there, straw bales, things like that.
Oh yeah, we can't hardly keep up with the corn stalks. We're chopping corn every night and tying it in the mornings. We put them in bundles. We have Indian corn, corn stalks, and like you mentioned, we have lots of the blues and all those different colored pumpkins this year. So So lots of items.
Should be a lot of fun. You've also got fresh vegetables that you mentioned. And are you growing those at the farm and selling them?
Oh, yes. That's
everything?
We're mainly vegetable growers. We start with flowers in the spring, then grow vegetables all summer long. Right now, we're still doing some summer crops as okra, but we're getting to the fall crops of green beans. We'll have some cabbage and lettuce and onions and all the stuff that you can grow in the cooler weather.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we hope it's a great season for you. Phil LaCrone, a farmer over at Stuckmeyer's Farm. If you've never been, make it a destination. It's a fourth-generation family-owned vegetable farm. It's located just south of St. Louis between Fenton and Arnold on 141 and Highway 21. And again, if you can't make it out on the weekends, the days that they're open during the week is you're open 7 days a week for like fall decorations and all that stuff. Right, Phil?
Yes. That's correct.
Okay. Well, that is the outdoors portion of the show.
Outstanding.
Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. We hope you have a great season this year. Now, when does this farm shut down to the public in the winter?
1 November.
All right. So you get to the end of October to get in there. Absolutely. All right. Phil, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, one of my favorite organizations to help out Bo Matthews, and I do it every year on my show, is Respond to Rescue. And there is there's a fundraiser coming up that we want to let you know about. They do such great work at Respond to Rescue. We're going to talk to the folks at Trattoria Giuseppe coming up here in just a couple of minutes. You can find out more about their second annual fundraiser for Respond to Rescue when we come back on Second Amendment Radio and the Grand Outdoors.
At 971talk.com.